We get things underway this afternoon by welcoming back to the program the creator of a powerful new documentary that she's done along with Don Neptune Adams. The movie is called Bounty. We're pleased to be joined by Molly and Dana. Molly, and thank you so much for being with us again.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
Well, this is such an incredibly powerful, moving, and for anybody who doesn't know, a horrifying story. But before we get to that, can you talk about this collaboration that you've done with the Upstander Project out of Boston?
Absolutely. So Upstander is are the folks that are behind the Dawnland documentary, which did a really thorough and intense look at the truth and reconciliation process for Indigenous people in Maine that had been through the child welfare system and the foster care system that didn't go well, I guess to put it lightly, and was actually very traumatic and abusive for a lot of Wabanaki people. They also did a follow-up film called Dear Georgina about one of the individuals who came through that system and kind of, you know, reclaimed her identity and her roots and had some healing later in her life. So it was a natural fit to collaborate with them because they really approach tough subject matter in a way that's focused on an unflinching telling of the truth with a lot of space for healing and change.
Well, when you talk about unflinching, that's what we see in Bounty. It's the story of the Phipps Proclamation that occurred in 1755. Lieutenant Governor Spencer Phipps essentially gave colonists not just the license, but the encouragement to kill members of the Penobscot Nation by offering a bounty. And what makes it even more powerful is that your film takes place right in the room where that proclamation was signed, and that you've also got another generation of Penobscots there to hear about this.
Yes, and I think this is something that not a lot of people know about in our history, and it really fits into the overall problem that we have in our education system where we don't tell these stories. And it's not about placing blame or, you know, trying to get anything from the past. It's about being honest about everybody's experience as America, quote unquote, was formed. And, you know, to think that Penobscot people were hunted down in our homeland, and in the big scheme of things, this wasn't all that long ago, it really is an eye-opening thing for a lot of people to hear, and that these bounties were documents issued by the government. And at the time, the settlers were trying to survive hard New England winters, and the scalp of the male Penobscot being worth 50 pounds, that would be like $12,000 in today's money. So there's a lot of, you know, you can think about why people do evil things. And when you have something that's validated by your government and is very lucrative, it's definitely a slippery slope.
Molly, and you, as long as I've known you, have been very open minded and clear-eyed about all of these kinds of atrocities and the things that have happened to Indigenous people in Maine. As you go about your job as an ambassador and you make this film, do you think we're gaining any ground? I don't mean that to be flip, but are we gaining any ground? I mean, getting rid of mascots is one thing, but getting the curriculum to understand your people's history is another.
Yeah, there's a lot of those big others. getting the state to acknowledge inherent tribal sovereignty under the dark cloud of this Lincoln Settlement Act from 1980 is another huge thing we're doing. But I do believe that we're gaining ground, and I think I kind of have to believe that to keep pushing forward in this work. You never know where those seeds you're planting will bloom, and maybe these conversations we have with lawmakers and organizations right now might not feel that fruitful, but you never know, you know, when my kids are growing up, how different things will look like versus, you know, the life I have right now compared to my parents as far as equity and rights for Indigenous people in Maine. So there's definitely some hills to climb, but the more we can tell this history and present a clear case for how this echoes through the generations, and we're not whining about it or crying about it. We are pointing out what our people have been through and, you know, opening up that honest conversation.
We're talking with Molly and Dana here on Downtown. Well, Molly, and I want you to know that this is being taught in some places. I teach history and civics at Brewer High School, and for many years I've taught about the Phipps Proclamation and the bounties that existed throughout what was much of colonial America in those days. And I will say this, I know we got a directive from the Department of Education a couple of years ago that I think is a really important one. And it said, look, if you want to really teach the history of indigenous peoples in Maine and elsewhere, you don't do it as a standalone unit. You don't do it separately. You incorporate it into the history of the land as it should be. It's not something you do in a little 3-week special unit. Let's talk about the Penobscots and the Passamaquoddies. It's telling the story of this land, and that begins, well, long before settlers and white folks arrived here.
Exactly, and it continues today. I think that's another chip that's often missing. You know, we think about indigenous people as this kind of mythical, lost race of people, and that's harmful. You know, we're still here. We're your friends, neighbors, and community members. And I think, you know, I want to thank you for teaching this history and for having this awareness. And I will give credit to, you know, Governor Mills' administration. They're really trying to breathe new life into the Wabanaki Studies Law. Portland Public Schools has a really groundbreaking curriculum that they're working on. So I do think we're making good gains in education.
One of the things, Molly, and I remember teaching students at BAPS, and they were just aghast. So when I told them how after the Grand Dérangement in 1763, when the British wiped out the Acadian farmers, those who escaped with the help of the Mi'kmaq people who had taught them how to farm in that region. And I was telling them how, you know, they were protected by the Mi'kmaqs. And these kids were looking at me and going, who are the Mi'kmaqs? You know, and I'm thinking they didn't know any of the Acadian regional culture history either. And those things are so entwined with indigenous culture that I said the next year I'm gonna focus and get all that stuff in. And I was amazed at how the kids reacted. They wanted to know that. You know, they didn't want to be denied history. And I think that's where high school is, where this has really got to change.
Absolutely. And I think that there's been kind of a large-scale censorship of stories where the American government or Canadian government doesn't look like the hero or they look like the villain. And we have to move past that. Because, you know, our realities individually and shared are important, and all the truth deserves to be told. And that's really the only way we can walk forward together in you know, a good relationship to one another.
There's a really powerful moment in the film when you explain to the young people who are there that this is your history. This is in your blood as well. This is the story of our people, and it continues today. How do the children respond to that?
The kids all did really great. I'm super proud of them. My own children were 9 and 11 when we filmed this, and they're 12 and 14 now. So it's interesting seeing how much they've grown. And even in these 2 years, you know, my older one's in high school now, they have so much more of an understanding of what they took part in. And they feel really empowered by it. You know, obviously the information is really shocking, but I think you can see in the film the nurturing and the care and the love that we all have for our children and each other really guides them through that process and makes those hard truths a lot easier to understand and to feel strong about.
Well, it's a powerful and important film that hopefully will start and continue some conversations. It will be available online starting on November 10th. How can people access and have a chance to see Bounty?
Yeah, there's the Portland Press Herald is hosting the viewing on the 10th, so that can be found on their website, and then Upstander Academy social media is on their webpage. I'll have the information.
Well, that's wonderful. Well, terrific work on the film, and thank you once again for joining us, Molly, and we wish you a continued success.
Thank you so much. Take care.
Molly and Dana with us. The film is called Bounty, and you can learn more by going online to bountyfilm.org, and it's a story that needs to be told.